Well, that's, listen, this I hope inspires you, and it should give you hope as well. By the way, we just experienced a modern day illustration. I mean, I could substitute Dr. Moeller's name in this quote. I could say to you, we've not been given Dr. Moeller's gifts. And it would be useless for me to encourage anyone to imitate Dr. Moeller's mental ability. It's not what this is about. However, we are not left hopeless. We can, however, regardless of our intellectual capacity, imitate the discipline of men like Dr. Moeller and like Edwards. I find that to be just wonderfully inspiring. Listen, when Dr. Moeller is exhorting us to have a stack of books that we can access and read and benefit from, listen, here's what I'm saying. I've seen his stack of books. If you have a stack of books, I'm saying there's quite a difference, pretty obvious difference between your stack and his stack of books. Okay? So if you were momentarily comforting yourself, I got a stack. Well, you might have a stack, but if we considered the nature and content of your stack as opposed to his stack, well, your stack looks pretty sorry and pathetic. And it isn't just that your stack is sorry and pathetic in relation to his stack. When he's done reading his stack, he retains all he read from his stack. He remembers it, and he can access it, and access it well into the future. Whereas for most of us, not only is our stack of books not as impressive as his, but once we are done reading even a single copy or the entire stack, we have a hard time remembering much of anything we read in the stack. And so if we're just thinking about gifts and mental capacity and stacks and the ability to retain and remember, it's hopeless. We haven't been given these world-class gifts. Oh, listen, it's not hopeless. There's wonderful wisdom and hope being transferred in these verses. No, I do not have, quite obviously, the gifts of an Edwards or a Dr. Moeller. I do not have their intellectual capacity. But I can study men like that and imitate their discipline. Don't have to possess their intelligence to adopt their diligence. And by the way, I would just encourage you, when you are around someone who is a leader and a fruitful leader and a humble, fruitful leader, too often we are comparing ourselves unfavorably with their gifts when we should be spending more time studying what we could imitate, which is disciplines by the grace of God that characterize their lives. And I want to encourage you, whenever you get around someone who is a leader, who is fruitful, study not the obvious. Do not study the obvious. Instead, look again and look carefully at how they use their time, because so much of their fruitfulness is not simply assigned or attributable to their gifts. It is attributable by the grace of God to their disciplined use of time. They know how to make the best use of their time with their gifts. I don't have their gifts, but I can still, by the grace of God, emulate their example and make the best use of my time with my gifts for the glory of God by the grace of God. So in order to be a discerning leader, we must know how to study other leaders. And in order to be an effective leader, one must be disciplined